From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Roddy Nickpour. Thousands of Utahns are living with a cognitive disability, but many of them don't have adequate access to treatment and care, according to the National Case for Inclusion report. It measures how well states are supporting people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. KUER's John Reed tells us how Utah is doing.
United Cerebral Palsy and the ANCOR Foundation found that Utah does best when it comes to getting jobs for people with intellectual disabilities. About 26% here have a good job and earn a good wage. But the state struggles to find enough people to work directly with the disabled community, those who help with everything from finding that job to daily tasks like eating. Utah has a more than 40% turnover rate for support professionals, the report says, which is mainly due to two factors: the difficulty of the job and low wages. The median hourly pay is $12.48. That's above Utah's $7.25 minimum wage, but the report says that's far from enough to keep people in the job for long. John Reed, KUER News.
Interstate 80 in Wyoming was mostly closed last weekend and today due to high winds and whiteout conditions. A slow-moving storm shut out over 300 miles of the highway from the Utah state line all the way to Cheyenne. The Wyoming Department of Transportation began reopening parts of the interstate this afternoon. A forecast from YDOT says the storm has mostly dissipated. However,
watch out for blowing snow and cold conditions lingering into Monday evening and Monday night.
Vehicles are not allowed to park on the side of the interstate to wait out the bad weather. Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg is holding a town hall tonight in Salt Lake City. Even though Bernie Sanders is polling at the top of the Democratic race here in Utah, Buttigieg has been picking up endorsements. Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill threw his support behind Mayor Pete today. He also received endorsements last week from Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson and former Salt Lake City Mayor Ted Wilson. Ted Wilson says Buttigieg's experience as mayor makes him stand out from the Washington crowd.
If the roads are bad, people are angry. And mayors deal with things straight up front. And I find that to be greatly different from the kind of scene that's been our federal government's problem for a long time.
Buttigieg's campaign says it has roughly 2,000 volunteers here in the state. Utah is among the 14 states where voters will cast primary ballots on Super Tuesday, which is March 3rd. Meanwhile, candidate Bernie Sanders' campaign is hosting a campaign event tonight here in Salt Lake City. While Sanders himself will not be in Utah, his campaign's Utah co-chairs will spearhead the rally. They are Elizabeth Payne of the Murray School Board and Lex Scott, founder of Black Lives Matter Utah. Throughout the month, attorneys in a federal courthouse in Salt Lake City have been debating the fate of 15 roads on public lands in Kane County. But from our Southwest News Bureau, David Fox tells us there's much more at stake.
They're known as the bellwether roads, and whatever Judge Wadups decides to do with them will shape whether the federal government or states and counties control self-made roads on public lands throughout the West. It all ties back to RS-2477. A provision of a 19th century mining law that allowed settlers to build unregulated highways as the country expanded westward.
It's always been somewhat frustrating that many of these debates happened from a 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper map.
That's former Kane County Commissioner Dirk Clayson. He says distant administrators may not realize that these roads still provide essential access in rural communities. But environmentalists like Steve Block of the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance argue that this case is a way to undercut federal wilderness protections.
RS-2477 is really a tool that the state, the counties have settled on to try and push back on who's in control of the federal land.
Utah's lawyers are giving their closing arguments today, and attorneys representing the United States will begin to make their case tomorrow. David Fox, KUER News.
A preliminary hearing has been scheduled next month in a poaching case involving a man from Washington County. 29-year-old Ethan Leberon is facing a third-degree felony charge in the 5th District Court for wanton destruction of protected wildlife, as well as a misdemeanor. After a witness called the UTIP hotline, the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources found that Leberon illegally shot and killed a buck deer in Iron County back in August. The hearing is scheduled for March 24th. Two other men are still being screened for charges as well. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Roddy Nickpour.